Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Regicide by Dakota Kraut, narrated by Vikas Adam. Prologue.
Your Majesties!
General Armand bowed before the throne, his apprentice doing the same.
The attacks against our defenses have increased in regularity and efficacy. Our guards have been taking serious wounds, but between our healers and a few clerics that have been deemed trustworthy by various officers, the majority of them are able to return to duty if their wounds are not immediately fatal. Another threat, most dire, has come to our attention as well. If the number of racial traitors we have been finding are any indication, it seems the Wolfmen have been working to turn people against us.
The monarchs remained unmoving upon their thrones, their impossibly still forms giving credence to the rumors that they were simply statues of the true monarchs. No one still counted among mortals had seen beneath their metal exteriors, but the fact that they did move around from time to time proved that at the very least they were more than simple effigies. The king's voice rang out in a rich, deep tone.
What would you have us do, General? With the death of the previous Archmage and the rise of a new one, the fighting force we can muster has expanded to a great degree. Now that our platoons will have reliable magical support, we could either mount an offense or rebuild our defenses. Which way would you have us lean on this issue?
With the strange assault of dark creatures that decimated the common wolfmen for over a week, I believe that the raids and banditry are desperate bids for survival. It would only take a single spark to plunge their nation into full war.
General Armand hesitated for only a moment.
I wish for a small part of both of the options you mentioned. The lands held by humankind have been drastically diminished, and we have been forcibly contained within the walls of this city. Now we have an advantage that we would be foolish to ignore. I propose that we try to reclaim our outlying population centers.
The queen's form shifted on her seat, startling those watching.
That course of action is not going to be possible at this time. Though we have mages joining us and greater access to enchanted weapons, the new troops still lack experience. We cannot commit to anything less than a full-blown assault against the Wolfman tribes. Even then, not until we have become a cohesive whole.
I agree, but I think I may have found a solution to this issue. If we were to offer the travelers a base of operations, an area where they can train in privacy and build their power, we would be able to get the best of both worlds. We would gain not only forward operating base that serves as a training ground as well as a first line of defense, but the guilds would also bring a town under the banner of Ardania.
The general's words were passionate and well thought out. All of his strategists had agreed that this was the best, most efficient, and most cost-effective methodology that they could implement.
You want to give the guilds control of a town? The possibility of an abuse of power makes me hesitant to accept this course of action. Unless... perhaps you have a guild that you would recommend right away? A trial run?
The queen's head tilted a bit as she gazed at her most trusted advisor. The general looked at his apprentice with a grin, and Tiona, guild officer of the Wanderer's Guild, smiled right back at him.
I may already have a group in mind, Your Majesty.
Chapter 1 Joe flinched as a knock boomed against the door to his warehouse. It had been just under a week since his altercation with the Mage's College, and so far no one had anything negative to say about it. Deep down, though, he knew that when someone is raised as a fanatic and another person shatters their worldview, well, history doesn't show that person living a long and happy life. In short, Joe was sure that someone was eventually going to come after him. Until he had a person to face off against, he was constantly expecting an assassin to appear. Hence, he was a little jumpy.
"Come in,"
Joe called out, putting his ink-stained hands under the table. If someone were entering with less than honorable intentions, he wouldn't hesitate to send 30 points of damage their way in the form of a shadow spike to the leg.
Can you come out instead? There's something in the air here.
The voice that drifted into the room sounded a bit sickly. Ah, yes, his quarantine ritual would make anyone that got too close to the building super nauseated.
I have a delivery from the college, as well as a personal message from...
There was a bit of rustling as the man looked at his delivery notes.
Journeyman, fire mage, cell?
I'll be right there,
Joe called, already working on unlocking the door. He typically wasn't an overly paranoid person. It just so happened that he was diving deep into study and experimentation currently. If he were interrupted while trying a new ritual, an assassin wouldn't even need to fight him. The mana feedback could pop him like a balloon as it rebounded into him.
I'm Joe. What do you have for me?
Two packages and a letter that I'm supposed to read aloud.
The mailman cleared his throat.
This is a quote. It isn't my own words, understand? Good. Cell says, if you want to learn these spells properly, stop faffing around in your creepy room that makes people sick, take a shower, and learn from a mage at the college. Book learning can only take you so far. Now, with that done, let me say I agree with the shower comment.
Joe glared at the mailman and subtly sniffed under his arms. It was possible that a shower would not be a terrible idea. Maybe that was why dinner had cost almost half as much more than usual last night.
I didn't ask for your opinion. Just give me the books.
Here you go. Delivered safe, sound, and on time.
The mailman looked at Joe expectantly, but Joe just glared, maintained eye contact, and slowly shut the door. A message appeared in Joe's vision that made him snort. Relationship change. -10 with courier number 73. You are slightly less likely to gain help or quests from this person.
Bah!
With his stinky debuff at, he checked the active effects tab on his character sheet. The fourth rank, even tipping the man a full silver, would have only maintained a neutral alignment to their relationship. Joe had been hiding out and delving deeper into the secrets of his class ever since the fiasco with the mages, and it was possible that he was a little too intent on his work. With no party to pull him along on quests, and an abundance of new material, data, and spell components that everyone had needed a license to purchase before the death of the Archmage, well, it was easy to miss a meal or two. Maybe he was a little less likely to shower or change his underwear. Joe quickly cut off that line of thinking before scratching at his crusty clothing. It might be time to go do other things for a while. On the other hand, he looked at the two thin books that he was holding. There were a few ways to learn a spell. The first, and easiest, was to have someone teach it to you. Normally, this is the route that Joe would have taken, but he had noticed that some people could use the same spell and get different results. This was because the person teaching the spell would teach it in the way that they knew it. The teacher would incorporate superstition, unnecessary gestures, and other such fluff. Using a fireball as an example, while some of these components might add a bit of power, maybe heat, or perhaps change the color, it would also lengthen the casting time and increase mana consumption. The second option was to learn or be granted the spell via a level up or natural ability. Joe had gained most of his magical abilities this way. It was difficult to level up, and it seemed that there was no guarantee that a better way to work the same magic didn't already exist. Also, gaining spells and abilities in this manner might lead you in different directions than you intended to go.
A fireball spell wouldn't be super practical to him, for example, because he had high affinity with dark and water magics. The third option, the least practical for most people, was to find a spell book, specifically a grimoire. This was a detailed accounting of a spell, typically written as accurately as possible by a mage. It had all the issues of the first option, the superstitions, assumptions, and sometimes tricks thrown in to confuse someone that may have stolen the tome. There was also no person guiding you, so your spell form would not be carefully inspected and critiqued. This made an already difficult study nearly impossible, making books the worst options for anyone but enchanters and those who relied on precise lines or drawings. Joe had an advantage over a normal student of the arcane, and he hoped that his hunch would pay off. He cracked open the first book and read over the first page, smiling as alternating sections glowed either brilliant gold or a murky black light. Joe sighed in pleasure. He loved the occultist profession. Being able to see the truth of written information allowed him to bypass the trial and error associated with determining the fiction and reality of magic. Joe pulled a roll of paper out of the box next to his table, increased the light in the room, and decided that he could put off the shower a little longer. Pulling out a quill and ink, he started copying the truthful information from the book onto the scroll. Hours passed in what felt like an instant, and Joe looked down at the completed scroll. After adding the final details, he attempted to cast the spell it contained. His hands formed the shapes needed, and he pushed his mana into the budding spell form.
Weak acid spray!
With these words, a cone of acid sprayed from his outstretched hands and settled to the floor when it didn't encounter anything else. The ground became a bit pitted after a few seconds, and Joe wrote down a note of how much damage it had done.
Congratulations. You have learned a new spell. Weak Acid Spray, Novice One. This is a spell taught to the newest mages, usually used to dissolve garbage, reducing the space taken up by trash heaps. Effect: deals 5 endpoints of acid damage to anything caught in the area of effect, where N is skill level. Deals triple durability damage to equipment and weapons. Quest updated. Playing your fake role, 2. As a mage, your job is to output as much damage as possible in as short a time as you can. If you want to be a believable mage, your ambition needs to be even higher than an actual spell slinger. Learn 3 mage spells, 2 out of 3. Get 1 mage-type skill to the beginner ranks, 0 out of 1. Kill 5 enemies within 10 seconds by using spells, 0 out of 1. Wonderful. It seemed that writing out the formulas would work. It was possible that Joe could learn spells that no one else could manage, spells that had been lost to time because there wasn't anyone who could work through powerful grimoires. He could... Whoosh! The scroll he had created went up in flames, turning to ash in an instant. He released a high-pitched squeal, flailing as he stepped backward and tripped over his chair. Simply lying there for a moment, he looked over the notifications he had been ignoring. Skill gained. Scribe. Beginner 6. After writing down sentences and formulae instead of single words and doodles, you have proven that your mastery over the written word is at least at the 8th grade level. +1% writing speed and writing accuracy per skill level. You have created a spell scroll. A scroll allows anyone with the requisite skill who reads it to learn the spell it contains. Caution. You do not have the skill, Words of Power, written. Caution. You have not used a type of paper that can contain the magical truths written on it. Oh, no. The ink and quill you have used do not have any mana containing or stabilizing properties. The scroll is unstable. Chances of spontaneous conflagration mitigated by materials and skill levels, 99.89%.
Well, that had been informative.
At least he knew why 4 hours of work had just gone up in smoke. Joe went to put away his items, but as he was packing up, he found that his quill had fallen apart and his ink had boiled away. Dang! No more writing until he replaced those. Another notification appeared, and he stopped, surprised that it had taken so long. Normally, notifications came in groups.
After reviewing, you have been awarded the skill, Words of Power, Written. You were able to create a scroll, even if it didn't last long. Know that working with me means that you have someone advocating for you. Tatum. P.S. You should find some information on skill rarity.
Skill gained. Words of Power, Written, Novice 1. Being able to keep bias and personal preference out of spell forms is nearly impossible, but you have managed to distill a spell to its most basic design. By writing out the spell form on a scroll, anyone who reads the scroll will have a chance to learn the spell. Base probability of learning the spell from magical document, 20%. Each rank in this skill increases the chance of learning the spell by 2%, but personal ability will further modify the percentage. Each document will have a minimum characteristic score needed in order to learn the spell. When made properly, scrolls at novice rank have 90 plus 1% increased chance to stabilize, minus 15% increased difficulty rank. The spell must be in the basic spell form for the scroll to be valid. A 1 in 5 chance to instantly learn a spell from a scroll? Joe looked at the pile of ashes on his desk and sighed. It had taken a few hours to complete a single scroll, but it might be worth it to progress this skill. Learning spells was usually the work of multiple days, sometimes weeks or years for higher-ranked spells. Even if it only worked every once in a while right now, by the time he had brought it to a high level, he could sell massively powerful scrolls for a fortune. Now, he should... His stomach rumbled, reminding him that he hadn't left his admittedly odious room all day. Did he leave yesterday? No. He was working on perfecting the area of effect for rituals. Really? He still needed to... Rumble! His belly was no longer playing around. Joe sighed and ran his hand over his extra shiny head. It came away disgustingly greasy, and he winced at his own filth. Sorry, stomach. A shower and clean clothes needed to come first.
Chapter 2.
Why in the world did it cost more to take a bath when filthy? You'd think that with a lowered charisma from being stinky, they would want you to be clean. Joe's indignation vanished as he saw two people carrying the tub he had just used. They dumped the water, pouring mud, sweat, various bodily fluids, and blood that had all combined into a viscous slurry down the drain. Oh. That might be why. That had all been on him? The serious debuff was making more sense right now. Joe walked out of the bathhouse in his clean clothes, pleased by how much nicer everyone seemed. People smiled and nodded as he walked by, and he returned the acknowledgments with a smile of his own. In the last week, news of the fallen Archmage had circulated the city such that when the Mages' College had joined in the fight against the Wolfmen, Joe's reputation with Ardania had slowly increased. It finally settled 1,000 points higher than it had been, and he was seeing the benefits of having a reputation of reluctantly friendly. People were nice, but didn't go out of their way to do nice things for him. Pretty much just common decency. Perfect. He stopped by a kiosk where they were selling skewers of meat and veggies, buying two and tearing into them. Basic needs addressed, Joe walked over to the guild hall. Well, the rented army barracks that his guild lived in right now. He had not stopped by in a couple of days, so he was surprised to walk in on a bustling work crew stripping everything out of the building. Noticing the guild leader amongst them, Joe swung over to see what was going on. Aten, is the guild hall moving?
Yeah.
Aten replied distractedly, not actually looking over at Joe.
Careful with that! If that breaks, this whole place goes up in flames. Didn't I tell you not to touch our alchemy equipment yet?
The unfortunate guild member being yelled at looked down at a bubbling flask that seemed to be getting more unstable. He made a face as the liquid started to churn and almost dropped the fragile container. Joe had walked over during this exchange and was close enough to take the flask away. He dropped it into his spatial ring, knowing that the distorted time in the ring would allow them to either safely dispose of it or get it back to the alchemist who was working on it. Aten wiped his forehead, removing an increasing nervous sweat.
Ah, Joe! Always a pleasure. Have you finally decided that you want to be a guild leader? I would be happy to go on a training spree.
I could really go for not being responsible for a $500,000 investment like this place, Joe chuckled wryly. I think I'll leave it in your more than capable hands.
That's all you think is invested in the guild? Oh, my naive friend.
Aten shook his head and grinned as he spoke.
To what do I owe the pleasure? I figured you were out trying to teach the wolf men to be friendly or some such.
Nah, just got caught up in research.
Learn anything useful? What sort of gains have you seen?
Joe thought back on his week.
Well, I learned a lot of stuff that will be useful eventually, but nothing extra special for the time being. In a week, I've gained 0 experience, but through my research and trial and error, a total of 4 intelligence, 4 wisdom, and 2 dexterity.
Did you know that you gain wisdom faster when you make an unintended effect that is really destructive, then promise to yourself that you won't ever do that again?
That's, yeah, I can see that.
Aten rolled his eyes.
Anything getting close to the level 50 threshold yet? Also, is that really the best method for improving your stats?
Not really getting close to 50. My intelligence is at 37, so I am getting closer, but I'm not quite there yet,
Joe admitted distractedly while looking over his status. Name, Joe, the Chosen of Tatum. Class, Arch-Cleric. Actual, Ritualist. Profession, Scholar. Actual, Occultist. Level 9, Experience, 37,978. Experience to next level, 7,022. Hit points, 70 out of 70, 50 plus 20. Asterisk. Mana, 814 out of 814. 12.5 per point of intelligence, plus 100% from deity, minus 11% from mana manipulation. Mana regen, 9.81 per second, 0.25 per point of wisdom, plus 9% from coalescence. Stamina, 60 out of 60. 50 plus 0, asterisk, asterisk, plus 10, asterisk, asterisk, asterisk. Asterisk, 10 points for each point in constitution once it has increased above 10. Asterisk, asterisk, 5 points for each point in strength once it has increased above 10. Asterisk, 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 5 points for each point in constitution once it has increased above 10. Characteristic, raw score, modifier. Strength, 10, modifier, 1.1. Dexterity, 12, modifier, 1.12. Constitution, 12, modifier, 1.12. Intelligence, 37, modifier, 1.37. Wisdom, 36, modifier, 1.36. Charisma, 15, modifier, 1.15. Perception, 25, modifier, 1.25. Luck, 15, modifier, 1.15. Karmic luck, plus 5.
Wait a moment. Aren't you level 9?
Aten asked with surprise, lacing his voice.
I'm level 9, and I only need to kill a rabbit or something to get to 10, but my strength, constitution, and dexterity are above 50 already.
Are you being serious right now?
Joe's eyes were round and panicked.
That means you have at least 450 health and over 800 stamina? A bit more than that of each of those, plus my bonuses from armor and weapons,
A-10 confirmed proudly.
You are way behind the curve, buddy. These are stats that almost everyone at this level has, while you are still closer to the stats from a level... 4? Maybe 5? You need to take the time to grind your skills and do training for your stats. Have you asked for stat training from any of the professionals? You can do dexterity training over at the Rogue area. They have a really good obstacle course. Talk to the guard if you want strength or constitution training and, I don't know, the library or mage's college for mental stats. The others that I know about are for certain classes only, like the rangers. They'll only teach one of their own how to improve perception.
I didn't even know that was an option. I've just been trying to throw myself into my work, hoping that it would help me get stats. Joe looked at the ground and grimaced.
I'm betting they have pretty good techniques to help you gain stats, don't they?
Yep. Any stat below 50 can increase daily if you follow their training plan. The game usually only lets you do the work for an hour or two, depending on what your stats look like. It's seriously grueling stuff, but it can even help rank up your skills a lot faster, too. My strength training was all about swinging around a copy of a Warhammer that weighed about 3 times as much as my standard one. The guys there helped me with my constitution at the same time, either tossing ice-cold water on me, coals, or doing a bit of light bruising so that I would get used to fighting either mages or fighters. Simple stuff, really.
Joe felt a little sick. Doing that sort of training with his extra high perception would be really nasty. He wasn't adverse to a bit of pain, but even a little pain was 25% more painful to him than a standard human. Maybe that would make the training more effective?
I might go ahead and stick with the mental versions.
Hey, thought you might.
A-10 snorted at him.
Anyway, back to your question. The guild is moving. I'm not exactly sure where yet. That's for our scouts to determine. Oh, right. You haven't stopped by in a few days. We got another noble guild quest from the palace. If you check your guild tab, you should be able to see the details.
Joe was intrigued, so he navigated through his character sheet and opened the quest A-10 was talking about. Guild quest. Base Ick Operations. The king has decided that it is time to expand the kingdom's sphere of influence to its former glory. Do your part by freeing a village or town from whoever is controlling it and bring back the village under the banner of Ardania. After the area is secure, you can set up your headquarters by building, buying, or capturing a structure to use as your main guild house. Rewards. A permanent base of operations for your guild. Increased reputation with Ardania. Failure. Increased rent. Loss of reputation with Ardania.
Oh, neat. So we are going to go take over a town?
Joe rubbed his bald head thoughtfully.
And we have not only permission, but orders to do so?
We are, and we do!
A-10 grinned excitedly.
I'll let you know when we are going to be going. We plan to bring the entire guild. It'll make travel interesting.
Great. I'm going to have to go find a stat trainer. My methods have hit a wall.
Joe sighed and began his journey to the Mage's College.
See you later.
Chapter 3. Joe strolled into the territory controlled by the Mages, the sunlight reflecting from his bald head, attracting the attention of everyone in the area. Excited conversations followed him as he walked, so he was very glad to get indoors and away from eyes that were filled with either hero worship or bitter anger. Their reaction to his presence mainly depended on how deeply indoctrinated they had been in the manifesto of the ex-Archmage. Some people would never be happy with freedom when they had been trained to enjoy their position in life, especially when that position used to be one of power over others. An unknown mage was sitting and studying in the reception hall, so Joe went over, introduced himself politely, and asked for directions to an area where he could increase his stats. He was directed to a small room and, unexpectedly, found that Cell was waiting for him.
"Hello there, Joe."
"Cell! Good to see you, buddy. How have you been? Joe replied brightly.
Buddy, I wouldn't go quite that far.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?